The original Pottinger Agreement protected what's called life-sustaining activities, like sleeping on the street, lighting fires for cooking, and urinating in public, all without being arrested. James Lecher has lived on the streets for a couple of years now.
They need to get something going for homeless people that wants that, you know. Not put them in jail.
Officials reached an agreement with the ACLU last month to change Pottinger. The new version prevents homeless from blocking sidewalks, building temporary structures in parks, or littering 300 feet from trash cans. Backing the sometimes controversial changes was Commissioner Mark Sarnoff. He says they're important for a growing city like Miami.
I think we all want to get to the same result. Safe, secure housing for people who are on the street, but also allow us the same opportunity as 35 other municipalities in Miami-Dade County that aren't saddled with this settlement agreement.
The commissioners approved the changes behind closed doors, but another item on the agenda prompted comments about Pottinger. That was the approval of funds for 100 new mats at the Camillus House homeless shelter. Under the new Pottinger, mats can now be considered a bed. If a bed is available at a shelter, a homeless person who refuses it can be arrested. The amendments to Pottinger still have to be signed off by U.S. District Judge Federico Moreno, who oversaw the case, but his approval is expected. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.